This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. U.S. House Republicans got good news in a court ruling from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. They have been contending in court that the Constitution leaves no room for anyone but Congress to write laws and order the spending of money. The court ruled unconstitutional White House payments reimbursing insurers for low-income health care consumers under Obamacare. Judge Rosemary Collyer stayed her injunction to give the administration time to appeal. The White House has called the constitutional argument a partisan attack. Add another dimension to that investigation of Leroy Carhart announced earlier this week. Besides a troubling rate of injuries and botched abortions, the late-term abortionist may be selling specimens under the most gruesome and unethical circumstances. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other headlines, a personal meeting at Republican headquarters Thursday between House Speaker Paul Ryan and Donald Trump left Ryan encouraged after examining Trump on important topics like abortion and the U.S. Constitution. A federal judge in Missouri has again ruled in favor of abortion businesses, saying the state cannot take away a clinic license after a doctor lost her required hospital admitting privileges. And Alabama is now the fifth state with a law banning dismemberment abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.